Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Go get you something nice and hot, or something nice and cool, as we take this time to just learn more about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, taking time to just learn more about him. The goodness of God. Woo! Yeah, the goodness and his mercies. Yes, Lord, they outweigh everything. The goodness and his mercies. We know that we have been talking about just being thankful, just being grateful, not always whining and complaining and wanting things. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Let me say that again. My flesh and my heart, they may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He's an ever-present God. Psalms 73:26. Things may fail, and they sometimes do. They fail. Things that we are depending on, things that we are leaning on, instead of leaning on him, they will fail. But our strength is in the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're just grateful. Grateful for everything, God, that you're doing. Everything that you've done. Everything, oh God, we are just grateful. Master, we know there are a lot of things that are going on all around us, God. But there's nothing that surprises you. Nothing that shocks you. Nothing that causes you to be unaware. Nothing that comes and surprises you. Nothing, because you are God and you know everything. You know the beginning and you know the in-between and you know the end. Glory be to God. You are God, and besides you, there is no other. We are just grateful, grateful. We see that this season, oh God, people are talking about Thanksgiving, but they're only talking about it for like a minute because they're right there into Christmas, getting a present and looking at things of self, of gratification for themselves. Master, we ask you to help us. To help us, God. Help us, oh God. In the world that we're in, we need a Savior. We need to be delivered. We need to be delivered from us, from ourselves. Oh God. We ask you, God, to touch those that don't know you in the portions of their sins, those who don't know that you are the Christ, that you are the Son of the living God. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus We were once lost too, and we didn't know you, God. But you came, oh God. You came, oh God, and found us, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your many blessings that you continue to shower upon us. Master, we know that you are aware of what's going on in the Middle East, in the Southeast, in the Northeast. You're aware of the world, God, because you created the world, oh God. There's nothing that's going on that you don't know, that you did not allow to take place. Oh God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to help us, to help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your word, in your truths, in your way, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Our enemy, oh God, Esther, we ask you now, God. We ask you, God, to touch the enemy, oh God. Touch those who are going up against the church, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the saints, oh God. Those who are standing on the wall proclaiming your word, oh God. We ask that they be covered, oh God. Covered, oh God, with righteousness. Covered, oh God, with peace, oh God. Covered with the blood, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Mothers and daughters and husbands and sons, oh God, we ask you right now, oh God. Draw us nigh. Draw us, oh God, to this place, oh God, where they would know that it was nobody else that could have done it. No one else could have done it but you. Yeshua, Yeshua, we call on you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you for protection. Protection, oh God. Protection, oh God. We may be bruised and we may be beaten, oh God, but we may be cast down. But we are not defeated. We are not defeated. As long as we're walking with you, oh God, we're not defeated. And we thank you right now in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, God. As we just continue to give thanks, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say amen. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portions. He got me. My flesh may fail, and these things happen. But can we be thankful during grief? Can we be thankful while we're going through? Can we be still? Can we be still? Can we still learn how to have joy while we're grieving, while we're in a situation? Can we know how to do that? We know we are absent from loved ones as they transition into the heavenly place. We are left here. Yes, we are. We are here. Yeah. We are left here missing them and mourning them. Yeah. We're wanting them to be here with us. But the question today is, can we find in grieving? Can we find it in there? Is it in there? Where is Jesus in this time? Hmm? Yeah. Can he be found? Huh? Anywhere as I double over. Double over in my sorrow and pain. Think about that. Some of us are in pain. We have doubled over. When I say double over, we have bent over. That's how great the pain. That's how great the hurt is. We're over. We're bent down. But thank be to God, we're not destroyed, huh? We're not destroyed. Help me. Help me, dear Jesus. Help me to find a place where gratefulness can flow through again. Gratefulness, being grateful, being thankful. Mm-hmm. Help me to find that place. Yes. Look here at John 16:22. John 16:22 says, so with you, now is your time of grief. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice. And no one will take that away from you. Glory be to God. You're going to have joy. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to me first. Hmm? But you're going to have joy. You're going to be able to raise your hands. You're going to be able to say hallelujah. You may be hurting and in pain right now. Scripture, John 16, tells you that when I see you again, glory be to God, you're going to have joy. Can't wait. Can't wait for that overwhelming joy, that overwhelming peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Peace after grieving. So that means that that's not the end of the story. While you're grieving, that's not the end. Joy is coming. Joy is moving in. Joy is coming to appear. Glory be to God. You're going to be joyful. You're going to be happy. You're going to be happy again. This is not the end of the story. Happiness is going to come. Yeah. Think about that. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And he saves those who are crushed in their spirit. And we see a lot of folks crushed. The spirit is crushed. They're walking around with no hope. No hope. The spirit is crushed. This is Psalms 34:18. It's telling you that the Lord, he's close. He's close to them who feel brokenhearted. Who feel like there is no hope. They feel like all the joy is gone, that they could just lay down because life is all over. There's nothing else that will happen. The holiday seasons can make you feel crushed, lonely. Well, this verse tells us that God, hallelujah, he's close. He's closer than we can even think. This is how close he is. Mm-hmm. He's very, very near. If we could just take time in that moment of feeling sad and that moment of overwhelmed with grief, a sorrow, a pain, and just close your eyes and lift your hands up to heaven. Yes. And think about the goodness. Think about the goodness of God. Think about how God has kept you and how he's going to bring you through. He said he would never leave you, nor would he forsake you. Believe in that. Believe that he's just a prayer away. He's just a prayer. Sometimes a prayer is just amen. Woo! But he's right there. Sometimes we feel we can't feel him. We don't feel him. We don't know where he's at. He's right there. In your grief, can we find thanksgiving? Can we find just a little sentence of just a thanksgiving, gratefulness, gratitude? Can we find that while we're in this state? Can we find it, knowing that if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Huh? Think about that. Can we find the certainty that we need to have to be able to sustain, to keep going? Can we find it? Listen to this. When a great soul dies, after a period of peace blooms, slowly and always irregularly, space fills with a kind of soothing electric vibration. Our sense restores, never to be the same. It whispers to us they existed and we can be better, for they did exist. See, just knowing, have a place where of knowing you knew someone. And the moments and the time that you shared with that person, the joy should be right in there. The thanksgiving should rise up in our spirit, being grateful, being thankful, because we had that person. We had that opportunity. We had that joy. We had that. Yeah. Some people don't have it. Some people don't ever get it. But you had it. This little piece that I just read was by Maya Angelou. And she was just talking about how that peace of knowing that someone did come and they existed in your life. Think about that. We all could have been born with no one, just by ourselves. Think about that. Everybody in the world by themselves. How would we multiply? How would the world flourish? See, Jesus knew that there had to be another way. And God knew this. So this is why he allowed families multiplying. Yes. It served the purpose. We have to remember that. Deuteronomy 34:8 says, the children of Israel, they wept. Listen to this. They wept for Moses in the plains, of Moab. They wept for 30 days precise. I want you to hear that. 30 days. For the days of weeping and moaning for Moses was over after 30 days. That's it. That's all you had. Get up. That's how God had it. You wasn't going to whine. You wasn't going to be complaining. You wasn't going to be wearing those black clothes and not feeling like you had a future or that God loved you. You're not going to do that. That's not going to be something continuously till you keep going into from grief. And before you know, you're into depression, because depression is standing right over there hoping that you can just come over and cross over that line and come on into being depressed. And when we know when you're depressed, you're getting into the state of hopelessness. And we know that our God, hallelujah, are you listening to me? Our God, the God that saved all of us. He saved you, he saved me. He has no desire that we go into the state of hopelessness. But he desires that we learn how to be grateful. Glory be to God. To be grateful. Even in the little situations, even in the little trials, even in the little tribulation, sometimes they're big tribulations, there's something small in there that we are supposed to be gravitating to, being grateful. Yeah, the building burned down, but all my clothes were saved. I could just put them in the cleaner and somebody could just wash them up for me. I was able to get my clothes out. I was able to restore certain things. There's something good in everything, but we don't look hard. It's there. This is the way God ordained it. Something good. Something to be grateful. Something to be thankful for. It's always at our doorsteps. When we wake up in the morning, we see a new day, a day we never saw before. Hallelujah. Being grateful. Just for that, just for the sun to shine. Even when it rains, the earth needs rain. The flowers, the grass, they need rain. We need rain too. Because if you think about it, we have been in a drought in Louisiana. We have been, everything has been dry. It affects you. It affects your emotions. It affects your skin. It affects you when you don't get enough rain. Yeah. Think about that. So we should be grateful for a rainy day. A rainy day. A day when the moistness can come in the air, and when it comes in, many times it comes in with a cool breeze. Think about that. The goodness of God. Hallelujah. 30 days, that's all they had. Take off the mourning clothes. Take off that black stuff. Because you wasn't going to be moaning for Moses more than 30 days. Yes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4 through 5. It says here, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to moan, and a time to dance. A time to throw away the stones, and a time to gather the stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. So there is a time, there is a season for everything. The thing is, when the seasons come and then they are to go, we don't want to move. We want to stay. We want to get stagnated. We want to stay right here. And that is not how God has ordained it to be. We have to move when it's time to move. Yes. God is a God of order. He's a God of order. And he has set up a time zone. They got a time zone. But are we willing to follow in the time zone? To be grateful. One thing we can be is just being grateful. Just to know that something good has happened, something good will happen, huh? Just to know that. John 14:2 says here, listen to this, because some people may say, well, I don't know what I should be grateful for. What? This is what you should be grateful for, John 14:2. It says here, simple, I go to prepare a place for you. Simple, simple, simple. I go. Who is I? I is Jesus. This is what he said when he was here. I have to go to prepare this place. Glory be to God. Think about somebody going and preparing a place for you. Like a husband going to prepare a place for his family. Look at that. A place for you. And he said, so that way when he go, you're going to go and you're going to be with him when you go. You're going to meet up with him at this place that he has prepared for you. To be grateful for that? Yes. Yes. Why? Simple. Because what it means here, that means that you have a heavenly place. Glory be to God. I just want to say some things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful to be saved. I'm grateful to be able to share the good news to God's people. I am grateful that I raised a child in Sunday school. And, you know, people don't even talk about that. In Sunday school, if you get Sunday school in you, Sunday school is the word. Huh? Yeah. My son was raised in Sunday school. He didn't care too much for the church with all the hooping and, but he went to Sunday school where he could understand the Bible. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm grateful that I get a chance to share the word of God with my granddaughter. Yes. Oh, I can tell you the things to be grateful for. Daniel was grateful. Job was grateful, and Job had to really stand on his gratefulness. He had to really dig deep in his gratefulness because he had so many who thought he shouldn't be grateful. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But he stood there through the trial, through the tribulation. He stood being grateful, being thankful, not giving in to the naysayers, because the naysayers, they will come. So we who are in Christ must be grateful. And when we be grateful, it's not just in November that we're grateful. We're grateful every day. Because every day is a day to be grateful. Every day is a day to be thankful. If you have eyes to see, you can move your hands. You should be grateful. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, God, for the listeners, oh, God. We ask that you bless them, oh, God, in as they go in and as they come out, God, wherever they may be. This season, oh God, this time, we ask for blessings to shower upon our listeners, God. Help them to be doers of your word and not just hearers, but activate the word of God in their lives. And we will be careful to give you praise. We give you honor in Jesus' name. We look forward to having you back here with us on Friday. And on Saturday, and of course on Sunday with God's favorite ministry, and we say happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. To be blessed. Amen.